Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Cuska's here. Bob's our good friend, longtime Great First member, 11 years plus he's been with us, founder and president of The Fusion Factor. That's his also the title of one of his books, and he has several other books, including Building Competency for a Profitable Workforce, I should say, and Planning Tomorrow's Workforce Today. He's our good friend, Bob. By the way, Bob was a longtime Gillette employee, I should say, Gillette employee, where he managed their HR for them around the world. Bob, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
Good to have you back. So you've got something a little bit testy, a little bit dicey, a little controversial on your mind today. Tell us about it.
Well, Jim, I've been in human resources for a long time, and one of the things that I've always had to be aware of is my environment a good environment for all people? And, you know, when you're looking at your environment and your culture, you want to make sure that, you know, people feel good about the workplace. And so when, you know, I had half my career at Gillette, and, you know, that's a big company, but the last half of my career has been with small, family-owned businesses.
Right.
But it's the same issue. It's we want our employees to come to work and be happy and feel safe and productive. And sometimes something that can get in the way is when there's some level of discrimination. And that can happen on the basis of all kinds of things, age, gender, race, ethnicity. But the issue of gender is much more on the front pages these days because of all the, you know, high-profile celebrities that have been caught with inappropriate behavior. And the message I want to talk about today is really, you know, what is the cost of all this? I mean, can we just, you know, close our eyes and say, oh, yeah, that's just a couple of people having a little fun? And the answer to that is if we do that, our business is at risk.
Mm-hmm. If you don't, what you're saying is, if you don't take seriously the implications and the potential expenses that could be derived from this, not only expense, but the way the company can be effective in a negative way beyond direct expense, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I had a situation, Jim, where I had one executive that was affecting his whole division. And I was teaching a course on having a respectful workplace, and one person spoke up and said, you know, this is going on. And no one wanted to come forward.
Mm.
And we had to look into it, investigate it, and take action. But it was affecting how everybody felt. Everybody was kind of closing an eye to it.
Yeah, that happened for a long, long time, decades. I think about... So think about this. Not to minimize what happened to the people who were the victims at all. Not to minimize them at all. But think about the people who have been taken down. Think about the people who you know, every one of those people have a cadre of followers, so to speak, who they were bringing with them as they rode up the ladder.
That's
and
right.
Those people didn't do anything wrong, probably. They were fine. They may not even have known what was going on. And now, all of a sudden, not only are they is their champion not there anymore, they're not part of who the next champion will be. They may not be part of that team, and they might even be tainted because of it.
Yeah, and, you know, there's this concept of the law.
Men and women.
Jim, I have...
Anybody on the team.
I've investigated all four types, men on woman, woman on man on man, and woman on woman.
Right.
You know, it happens. And so what we need to do is say, you know, as managers, as business owners, what do we need to know to make sure that our workplace is safe?
Mm-hmm. How do you do it?
And by the way, if it gets real bad, okay, it affects productivity.
Yeah.
People start leaving.
Right.
You don't get the best out of people. Or what about the one where, you know, one person is favoring another person because of it, and everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and what are the, you know, one of the things I say about the workplace is everybody knows what's going on. When you think that people, oh, they just kind of, they don't know, they know, they talk about it. So many times when I've had to do a difficult termination, people would say to me, it's about time you did that. Why didn't you get that person earlier?
Right, right, exactly. So, tell us a little bit more. What have you found in your research?
Okay. In my research, the actual number of claims filed with the EEOC, the Employment Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, actually hasn't risen dramatically. It's very interesting.
Huh.
Between 1992 and 2015, remember, the government's slow at coming out with numbers, we've seen about 6,000 to 7,000 claims filed per year.
Wow.
Now, a claim doesn't mean something bad happened. I've certainly had the frivolous claim where someone is just angry and they come forward and say, this happened and it's not right. But when you take a look at that, if I have a claim filed, even if it's a frivolous claim, it costs me money because I got to turn on the lawyers and the lawyers start billing.
And it might, become public, even if it was frivolous, but the public finds out that there was a claim, but they never hear about the fact that the company got exonerated.
That's right. That's right.
And papers typically don't publish those kinds of retractions.
They don't. And the reputation of the organization, all people remember was John Smith of Organization X did this while he was in a role.
And see, this is where I've got a problem with the victim not being identified with the alleged perpetrator. Not, I'm not in favor of exposing people who are victims. But it is not fair for a person who, especially if it's one of these frivolous things, for people to be able to hide behind their anonymity.
I agree with you,
Jim. Lives have been ruined.
Lives have been ruined. I've had people come to me and make claims that were absolutely, when I investigated them, they were not true.
Yeah.
I once had a woman make a claim, and when I investigated, I found that she was lagging in doing her work and filed a claim against the leader of her project.
To keep him getting
fired,
probably.
And it was totally frivolous.
Yeah, yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons why, and I've said this before when I've been talked with women about this, it's one of the reasons I've got a problem with these 30, 40-year claims that, you know, that when you go back that far, I'm really troubled by those. And we're going to talk about some more about this with our good friend Bob Cuska. TheFusionFactor.com. Is that right, Bob?
That is.
So check out the website, folks. You get smarter when you do. Bob Cuska.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.